healing hurts in the soul and spirit. Let me just give you a 5-minute review. We looked at Luke chapter 4, 18 through 20. That's our key scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he said. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That was our key scripture. We looked at the definition of soul and spirit hurts, or hurts on the inside of a person. They are wounds to the soul or spirit of man that's carried and experienced within the person himself. They're not physical and they cannot be seen. Their presence is revealed by their symptoms, by the manifested evidence of unhealed emotions, behaviors, and thoughts. We gave some scripture definitions, of course, and we gave those definitions and how they interact with us. Deuteronomy 6:23, but he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land that he promised on oath to the forefathers. He brings you out of the soul spirit hurts and into freedom. And then in Exodus 15:26, the word I am Jehovah Rapha, which actually means I'm Jehovah that mends or stitches up the way one would stitch up a piece of cloth. It means cause to be cured and cause to be made whole. That's what it means. We're looking at this because God is interested in healing the inner person as well as the outer. We gave scriptures that are important scriptures. There's calls coming in, and I'm just going to have to leave those calls alone. Isaiah 53, 3 through 5. He uses the word despised, forsaken, sorrows, grief, despised, not esteemed in verse 3. In verse 4, he dealt with grief, sicknesses, stricken, smitten, and afflicted. And then in verse 5, he was pierced, wounded, crushed, chastened, and scourged. The great majority of those words, deal in inner pain, despise, forsaken, sorrows, grief, despise, not esteem, griefs, stricken, smitten, afflicted. These are all inner things, crushed. So these are words dealing with griefs, means pain inside as well as diseases. You can look it up for yourself. We gave, probably 10 or more scriptures yesterday in the ministry of Jesus, in God's heart about healing, David, John, and Jeremiah. One of my favorite is Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I'll be healed. Save me, and I'll be saved. Thou art my praise, or I will give praise to you, as King James tells us. Heal me in my inner being. We know that situations like death of loved ones, divorce, abortion, abuse, physical, emotional, verbal, sexual, war memories, disability, job loss, accidents, failures, childlessness, or too many children bring upon these hurts. Loss, hate, fear, guilt, self-hate, revenge, abandonment, rejection, depression, and frustration. Again, we're looking at things we have already looked at. We looked at hurt begins in the family and affect the entire family. It's that simple. See, hurts that are not acknowledged cannot be healed. We looked at hurt affects the entire person, everything in our lives. Hurts cause other hurts. We looked at hurts cause lies and ungodly beliefs to be established. I said yesterday, and I believe it, that the prodigals are prodigal because of inner hurt. Somebody hurt them somewhere. Well, the pastor said this and Sister Applegate said that. Well, there you go. Now, Let's give you some new areas here. By the way, just to remind you, all these are going to be up eventually on the website under Radio Archives. Excuse me, under Radio Archives. Isn't it interesting when I start talking about this, I get hoarse? Happened yesterday, too. Allergies kick in immediately. Enemy don't want you to be well. Enemy just does not want you to be well. Just doesn't. Attack comes. Okay? Hurts cause ongoing vulnerability and hopelessness. That's right. Hope, shame. It just goes on and on. It's vulnerability and hopelessness of certain behaviors. See, ungodly beliefs generate this vulnerability. Look what's happening today. Look what's happening in the trans community. I said it yesterday, I'll probably say it tomorrow. I'd love to sit down with them and ask them, where were you hurt? What happened? And where was the hurt? I'd love to talk to them like that. And if they're honest, they're going to tell me somebody somewhere did something to cause this. They didn't wake up one day and say, you know, I think I should become a woman. No. Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful sunny day. I think I'll be a man tomorrow. And what happens is this hurts causes shame. Look what's going on here. We have a generation, an absolute generation of people that are going to be absolutely seeped in stronghold shame. Look at you. The devil's going to eat them up. You never should have, young lady, you never should have had that operation. Look at you. Who wants you now? You're absolutely deformed. You're a mess. You got body parts missing. Look at you. Go out and commit suicide. I'm telling you, it's coming. Unless God does not intervene here. It's coming. It's going to happen. It's going to take place. And shame. Shame. Let's our spirit yield. Shame will make us yield to whatever suggestion we have. See, because hurts cause defense mechanisms. That's right. That's right. Well, I'm coping now. I'm changing my gender because I'm coping with what has happened. Exactly what's going on. I'm changing my gender to cope with an abuse that hurt my soul. I'm changing my gender there. And see, hope is one thing, hurt is another. I'm hopeless now. So I'm going to have shame and I have defense mechanisms and on and on. Listen to the comments and the remarks made by these trans. Defense mechanism. Well, I thought I was this and I should be that and I'm going to defend this. You see, hurt causes us to wear masks. Now listen. Deep hurt causes upheavals, distortions of our God-given identity. That's right. That's right. By proving our worth, we change our identity. You see, we're changing our identity to prove our worth. I couldn't win as a male swimmer. So I had to change my identity so I can win as a female swimmer. You see? National news stuff. And by protecting myself, I'm like 400th in the top, 500 of swimmers in college. I'm never going to win. I'm never going to get the prize. I'm too slow. I'm becoming a female so I can win the prize and get all kinds of accolades. That's a disguise. There's a hurt there. I'd love to sit down with him and say, listen, where were you injured? Where in your soul caused you to change this stuff? See, perfectionism and performance mass hurt. You see? You see? We carry a deep hurt. And we have to learn the love and respect. So I can win and stand on a podium and everybody will respect me. As a male, I can't because I'll never get on the podium. I'm just in the herd. So it happened to be perfect. I win. But deep down inside, it's never perfect enough and they're doomed for failure. Anger, blame, criticalness, sarcasm, bitterness, mass hurt. Listen to Hebrews chapter 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and thereby make you defiled. And many are defiled. You see, anger is a symptom of feeling trapped, of being violated. So we have depression and withdrawal. That mass hurt too. See, how long does it take to recognize a broken heart underneath and withdrawal? There's no safe place to vent. There's no hope to run to. So when this happens, we just give up. We just simply say, that's enough. Hurts cause restricted growth. That's right. Stop and consider this for a second. Here's some thoughts for you. Think of some of the hurts in your own life and how they've been held you back from opportunities you might have had, but you were scared to take the risk. Here's another one. Just ponder them. Think of the dreams that you have let go. Here's another. Think of people you'd like to have talked to but couldn't because of you feeling uncomfortable. Wow. Here's another one. Think of the intimacy you wanted to have in a relationship, but it never happened. Ponder this. Ponder this. It restricts the growth in people's lives. And it caused disappointment and anger toward God. See? God doesn't care. God's not interested. He cares about other people, but not me. They feel hurt, betrayed, abandoned. And they don't expect anything good, especially hearing from God. Disappointment with God is a trust issue. A trust. I don't trust the Lord. I don't trust God. Why would the one that hurt you want to heal you? So how can I trust God? You see, God doesn't care. They believe that. And there's a barrier that's put up and blocks God and his healing power to minister to them. And it greatly increases, the great increases the ineffectiveness of being healed. See, we can't get soul, spirit, hurts healed because we don't trust the healer. See, this is one of the most sensitive areas. Trust issue. God, where are you? God, if you love me so much, why didn't you intervene? God, why didn't you warn me not to get involved? God, why have I had to go through this? God, why don't you answer my prayers? Why do you seem so far away, so hidden, so silent? See, then it goes to bigger issues. Why is there so much suffering in the world? Why do people hurt and kill each other? See, it's the belief that God has abandoned us in our time of trouble. God has just absolutely walked away. Disappointed with God. That's right. I'm disappointed with you, Lord. Hurts that causes blocked emotions. And after a while, hurts begin to pile up in a young child. It's just over, hurt over and over and over and over and over and over. I separate myself from the pain. That's what happens. I separate. Children do this. I separate myself from the pain. I simply block the pain out. And the process is repeated and repeated. An abused parent, an abusive father, abusive mother, the child blocks it out. Just blocks it out. You see, I'm blocking this out. Friends, family. Hurt causes fragmented personality. Alternate personality. I once was born a male, but now I'm a female, and I'm going to act the way females act and do what females do. But the problem is, I'm not a female, but I think I am. I think I'm a female, but I'm really not. I think I'm a male, but I'm really not. Down deep in my spiritual DNA, I am a male or female. I'm not the opposite. And here's what it leads to: demonic oppression. Demons eat this stuff up because they've gained legal ground. I want you to hear that again. They've gained legal ground. Legal ground. Legal ground. We've given them an open door. Another question I like to ask some of them: what's the name of your familiar? That's another question I like to ask. What's the name of your familiar? Because you're responding to a familiar spirit that's oppressing you and giving you ungodly ideas, ungodly beliefs. So that's what's happening. That's what's taking place. That's what's going on. You see what's happening? See what's going on? Next time we're going to talk about hindrances that prevent healing. Hindrances that block God's healing. You see, God can heal us. God can help us. God can deliver us. God can minister to us and lift us up. We'll talk about that next time.